I just say they don't do it as much as I think they need to be doing it, because I hear stuff from other people, you know, that have needed help, have truly needed help, and you have to fill out the application and all this kind of stuff to get assistance. And some of that I can see, because there's a lot of flim-flammers around. But if, say, I've been going to your church for 5-10 years, and I'm out of work, I don't think I should have to fill out the application. That's just me. You know I need me. You know I have a need, and I've been tithing. So what's the big deal? Mm-hmm. But now you have to fill out an application, and you can't go but maybe twice a year for assistance. I might not have a job in a year. My rents do. You know, I might have illness, you know, medical needs, whatever, but to say I can't do it but twice a year, mm-hmm. to me, that's kind of a turnoff. But, you know, that's one of those things, that's the guidelines they made. And I think the other thing of it is, now we have more, in my church, more upper class blacks in the church, and, you know, making 6 figures or whatever. But they forget about the little people that don't make that. And now, those people with those 6 figures are losing those jobs, just like those people with those 2 figures. And in these big houses, and they can't pay those car notes and those house notes. So it's affecting everybody. So until we come together and try to do something as far as working together, I don't think it's going to be a change. Just like at City Hall, we don't have a black council person. And as many blacks as they are now, it shouldn't be no reason we shouldn't have a black council person. Mm-hmm. But we don't.
I guess what I was thinking was,
and we don't even have a black that's in, you know, in the lead jobs in City Hall.
I guess I was thinking that sounds, I would agree with what you'd said earlier, that sounds like a lot of places, mm-hmm. I could think of. Mm-hmm. So that's not endemic to here.
Right.
But I guess I would go back to some points I made earlier when I was talking to Mr. was, it seems some of that, though, is from this new Roswell.
Yes.
Issue.
Yes.
Because with some of those things have come up, if you didn't have new Roswell, if it had just stayed sort of, if it just was just this, mm-hmm. you know, more historic, or, you know, the smaller Roswell, how much has having this influx of new people, this growth in Roswell, affected, you know, the concept that you have of what Roswell had been and the sense of community there was?
But, you know, I was talking to one of the ministers at my church that lives in Roswell, and after the election, when I ran for city council, and he said, you know, you probably would have ran, probably would have won, but my neighbors didn't know that much about you. I say, meaning what? You know, you knew me, you know, as far as going to the church, but anytime you wanted to have a tea or anything to invite me over to meet people, I said, I would have, you know, gladly came. And he said, well, what I'm really trying to say is that they didn't know what your education was.